Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Gary Kubiak. That, of course, is not Coach Gary Kubiak. It is three-time Pro Bowler Demaryius Thomas. DT, first up the matchup here at Detroit. Tough place to play traditionally, a tough defense to go up against.
Yeah. You know, the past 2 weeks have been that way. We expected this week as well. And I think our main thing is going out and trying to play better than we did the past 2 weeks. You know, I got to take it off the hats off for my defense because they've been playing lights out past 2 weeks, and I think they're really the reason why we've been winning. So we're going to try to go out and do our best as an offense and try to put up more points so, you know, the defense don't get tired and put them in that situation again because, you know, I'm sure they be tired on the field. But, you know, I think our main thing is going out and trying to get something working as an offense.
Yeah. Another primetime matchup. Since 2012, the Broncos have had 18 primetime games. That's the most in the NFL. Do you yourself get up a little more? Do you feel a little extra sort of burst of energy to get up and play on primetime?
A little bit. You know, everybody's watching, of course. Yeah. And then you don't want to be the team to lose the game because everybody's going to see you losing.
Detroit Lions are 0-2. They really are still a pretty good football team, I'm pretty sure. They're getting set for their home opener. We did hear from your buddy Emmanuel Sanders this week about how just hungry he feels like the Lions are going to be to take you guys on primetime on their home field this week. Let's turn around and have a look.
I know that they're talented. They're stacked over there, and we got to bring our A game, especially going into that hostile environment. We know that we gotta be on our P's and Q's in order to come out of there with a win.
Expecting to get the most out of Detroit this week?
Yes, sir. You know, it's a lot of great footballs out there. It's 0-2, and they happen to be one of them. And first game home, so it's going to be loud, hostile. Fans are going to want to be there. Like you said, it's prime time. So we're going to have to bring our A game.
It's the Broncos versus the Lions. It's also Demaryius Thomas versus Calvin Johnson. Same college, two Georgia Tech guys going at it. I think over the past several years, I got this right, since 2011, you have 29 100-yard receiving games. He has 32, so you're real close to catching him. I know you got a couple other records of his you want to catch. Do you guys kind of go back and forth, and do you talk, throughout the week at all leading up to a game like this?
No, we actually haven't even spoke. You know, I'll see him when I get there. It's basically, you know, of course we want the best for each other, but, you know, I want my team to win. Same with him, but you know, I think the main thing is, you know, we both go out and play our game and try to do what we can do to help our team. Just we come out on top as the Broncos.
You told me before that you feel like once this run game gets going, it'll really open up the passing attack. And you still feel that way?
I do. You know, it's a lot of big plays to be made in this offense. Once you get our run game 3, 4, 5 yards a pop, you're going to have some guys to come stop, because if you don't put nobody else in the box, we'll just keep running it. We'll take 3, 4 a pop, and it'll be a long game, but it'll be perfect for us.
Slow start in game number one for you personally. You came back with 8 catches, 133 yards at Kansas City. A lot of those came in the fourth quarter. I'll call them playground-style plays. I think Peyton used that exact term. He said he was just throwing it up to you and letting you go make plays. Do you like that sort of at the end of ball games?
I told him, I said, if you ain't got nothing open – you know, if you see me, just throw it up. I'm going to go up and get it. Just give me a chance. And, you know, we had a couple of those and made a play on it. So maybe he got more trust in me that he can throw it up my way now.
Maybe that should be a permanent play in the playbook. Just throw it up to DT. Look, you're only 27. You're off to a great start in your NFL career here. What do you want your legacy to be in the NFL? Have you given time to stop and pause and think about that and think about the kind of numbers and the kind of person, the kind of player you can be in this league? And is that something that drives you?
It is. You know, and I feel like I can get better every year. I want to get better every year. I feel like I can. And I feel like I still can get better at what I'm doing. It's basically, you know, I won a Super Bowl, of course, to finish or retire with a Super Bowl. And I just want everybody to remember and say he was a great player, hardworking player. You know, numbers don't lie. He did what he had to do. And all around in the community, he's just a great guy.
All right, Demaryius, thanks a lot for your
Thank
time.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. All right, for now, let's go back in the studio where Raul is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
For football players, Friday Night Lights is a rite of passage. Two local teams got coached up before their game by a few Denver Broncos. In this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru, Cammy Carmen explains how visiting a couple high school practices was a game changer for the student athletes and the pros.
Honestly, just sick.
Trading the field for center stage.
You take advantage of every rep you can.
Broncos starting left tackle Tyson Brilo and defensive line rookies Darius Kilgo and Chuka Ndulue shared some insight into life in the NFL.
Yeah, all of us sitting in your seats right now, it's always a dream. But
the Mountain Range Mustangs football team was an invested audience.
I like it.
One of the hot topics, of course, what it's like to play with Peyton Manning.
And you kind of sit there and look up and it's Peyton Manning giving you the call and you're like, huh. That's pretty cool.
The Broncos keeping it very real.
How many of you guys watch film outside of just here? Should be all of you.
This film session quickly became a source of valuable life lessons for the high school hopefuls.
I think it's just a good connection between what kids are going through and what they're trying to do. And it lets them see some people that have been successful and some of the things that they've approached or used in their lives to be successful.
The Mustangs were thrilled to be able to pick the brains of a Bronco, especially when they were facing Monarch this week. Except the Coyotes got a little NFL insight as well.
Strike them like you mean it, bro.
The intensity definitely raises the practice. Everybody wants to do their best.
And you just strike them.
With practice still underway at Monarch High School, the Broncos stepped in with the coaches.
I just realized I was out of high school 5 years ago.
Giving these guys points and tips to, you know, make themselves better and make the team better is a great feeling.
Kind of crazy to think back to, you know, mentally where I was then and all that kind of stuff and, you know, kind of relive it.
But they have plenty of knowledge to pass along.
Where are your hands at? Where are your hands at?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, and they gave us all really great tips.
There you go. Stay with it. Oh, that's it right there.
And we learned a lot from them.
And for the Broncos, it's another day at their dream job.
That's a go.
I had the same love for the game that I had when I was playing in high school. You know, and that's why I'm where I am now. So it's kind of funny how things change, but it really comes back to the same thing of just, you know, wanting to play football and loving the game.
Never in a million years. I don't know. I'm just kind of speechless about it. I mean, just being able to come back to a high school and just give back the kids that shoes I was once in is just, it's a great feeling.
This is a dream that I didn't even know that I had. You know, just like seeing the smiles on your face and all of them excited, like, hey, I want to be the first one to shake a Broncos hand. Like, you know, stuff like that, you know, that makes us happy. Like, that's the reason why we do this.
Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cammy. Always cool to see the Broncos rookies volunteering their time. Sam Brilo and Kilgo were draft picks this year. Chuka and Dule was a member of the practice squad. One day after these guys made their visits, the Broncos released Dule. This is life in the NFL. All right, still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. You're going to get to know your Broncos. Our focus this week is on a man who was so good at sports, he was not only drafted by an NFL team, but also a Major League Baseball team. That's coming up. And we'll give you the latest injury report. Find out the name that's doubtful for the primetime game in Detroit.